This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob.
And I'm Feifei, and this is The English We Speak.
So, Feifei, what are you doing this weekend?
I thought I'd do some sightseeing in London. I never get time to see my home city, so that's what I'm going to do.
Ah, good idea. You mean the Tower of London, St Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey?
Yes, and especially Big Ben. I've always wanted to stand underneath and hear the clock strike 12.
Do you know what? I might do the same thing. When you're there, give us a bell and I'll come and meet you.
Give us a bell? There's no way I can give you a bell. Do you know how heavy it is?
I don't want a bell from the clock tower. I just meant give me a call on your phone. Give us a bell.
Why didn't you just say that?
A bell originates from the days when phones had a bell that rang when somebody called it. So when I say a bell, I mean a call. So will you give us a bell?
Let me think about that while we hear some more examples.
When you get there, give us a bell and tell us what it's like.
Just give us a bell and I'll tell you how to get there.
After our blind date, he told me to give him a bell, but every time I call him, his phone diverts to voicemail.
That's give me or give us a bell, meaning phone me. But Rob, you said give us a call. Are you going to be with someone else?
No, no. In informal English, we tend to say us, even when there's just one of us, just me. But of course, us can mean more than one person.
Right. But this weekend, you want me to call you because you'll be on your own and you've got nothing else to do. So you want to spend the day sightseeing with me?
Yes. Just give us a bell and I'll be there.
Well, sorry, I can't. I haven't got your number.
Oh, well, I could give you a bell. What's your number again?
Ah, saved by the bell. Sorry, gotta go. Maybe next time. See ya.
Oh, bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.